You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Bar Association is calling for the New Zealand government to ensure safe passage and refuge for Afghan women judges and their families stuck in the latest Afghanistan crisis with the takeover of the Taliban. They're backing the initial call, which was made by the International Association of Women Judges. This morning, I spoke to Paul Radich, who is the president of the New Zealand Bar Association, about the association's call and why it is so important for these women judges to be given safe passage. Here is Paul now. To begin with, what is the New Zealand Bar Association calling for when it comes to women judges in Afghanistan?
Well, what we're looking for, Jemima, is as much international help as there can be. Now, we know that it's difficult for New Zealand directly to become involved because the US have reached the point where their airlifts are starting to wrap up. New Zealand is slowing down on the processing of visas, but what we're looking to do through the International Association of Women Judges is to join with their call for there to be funds provided to them, because they have an international approach to this in mind. The Afghan women judges are really in desperate need, and they're looking at safe and fair ways of applying the funds to get them out to different countries or to provide other measures to support them. And so I think the key is here at the moment for us to look to the IAJW donations page, and you can find that through their website, which is just iawj.org. And the efforts are being coordinated, as I say, internationally.
As you said right in the beginning, you said it is quite a big ask for New Zealand to ensure that safe passage, particularly as, you know, it was reported earlier this morning that 10,000 people were waiting at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. And it doesn't necessarily appear from the images that we're seeing and the reports that we're seeing that evacuations are happening in an orderly fashion. So how is it possible to pick people out and get them that safe passage?
Yeah, and I think that you're right, and that's why it's very difficult for us to do it from where we sit, and why the International Association of Women Judges is a very good way to go about it, because that association has strong links with the Afghan women judges. They've been well connected with our conferences this year. 37 of the Afghan women judges attended remotely the International Association of Women Judges that was hosted in Auckland, because the chair at the moment is Justice Glazebrook, a judge from our Supreme Court and a fabulous person in terms of the work that she's doing with this effort. And the Afghan women judges had a material part in that conference, and they've forged very strong connections here. In fact, in 2013, we hosted six judges from Afghanistan. They came here, they visited our courts and organisations. So through the International Association, there are direct links, and there are, as I say, international efforts to be able to get them out, not just through New Zealand, but at an international level.
Why is it so important that these Afghan women judges have safe passage? Why is the focus there?
Yeah, and the reality is that there are so many people in Afghanistan who are at severe risk. It is a deeply concerning situation. So many people generally, so many that have helped the New Zealand effort there while we were there with our PRT and in Kabul, the judiciary generally. The reason for the focus on women in particular is that they have been targeted specifically. There were two women who were assassinated on their way to work in mid-January, killed by unidentified workmen. The women judges are facing threats now from unidentified people. The reality is that it's considered, from the Taliban perspective, unacceptable for women to sit in judgment over men. And they have in the past, of course, made some quite significant rulings in criminal cases, anti-corruption, family courts matters. The Taliban have released prisoners from high security prisons at the moment, and the judges, as we understand it, are receiving calls with threats to them. And so the focus on women judges is for that reason, that these are people that the international community really focused on taking office to try and establish a rule of law situation in Afghanistan, and for them now to be facing these severe daily risks is something that's of deep concern to us as we look at the rule of law and the importance of a safe and independent judiciary.
That was Paul Radich, who is the president of the New Zealand Bar Association, talking about the association backing the calls of the International Association of Women Judges by calling for the New Zealand government to provide safe passage for Afghan women judges and their families out of Afghanistan.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.